sorry that I missed your call, but if you leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
I so desire you would actually talk to me. You used to love to do that. I fell on. Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids. The husband trying to reconcile with his wife. Because I'm in love with you. Because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I found an interesting discussion on that today. You may know a gentleman named Jeff Younger. He has two sons. One he calls James. One, the same one, his wife calls Luna. Because his wife says his son is a girl, and trying to force hormone therapy and eventually a sex change operation on a young child. It's made the news. It's made the news worldwide, which is interesting. So I find it fascinating. Mr. Younger claims to be a follower of Christ, and obviously he and his wife have appeared before the state and are fighting this out before the state. And I would suggest that what I'm doing with my wife has a lot of similarities. The difference is, rather than my wife trying to change the gender of one of my kids, which is completely insane, she's denying them the role model of obedience to Christ set before them. And I would suggest it's just as heinous. That is just as bad. The difference is that this man, the husband and dad, is not going to go to the state because I try to fully follow the Lord Jesus Christ in the scripture as best as I see and be willing to be corrected by the scripture, especially when others point that out, which has demonstrably happened. Grace to our kids, grace to my wife, says pursue reconciliation. I ask for that because I believe what you're doing is just as bad as Mrs. Younger is doing to her son. It is horrible to say, I claim Christ, but I'm going to follow the institution's interpretation rather than the Lord. Please stop that. And, let's go one step further. I continue to proclaim, especially to Jim Cross. It is applicable to Renda Keynes and Chris Bitterman also, but particularly to Jim Cross. And to my wife, the model of Galatians 2, where the Apostle Paul calls out the Apostle Peter because what he did was wrong. What Peter did was wrong. This is clear. And as I point out frequently, what we see in virtually the last words Peter writes when he says, our beloved brother Paul, I will contend, it is a clear indication, because apparently that was several years afterwards, that reconciliation occurred. I pursue that with Jim Cross, Renda Keynes, Chris Bitterman. And I want to do that with my wife, too. Reconciliation is the only way for us to be obedient to the Lord. There is no other option. I ask for that. Dorothy Jane, I love you.